This is PGI. Please stand by. We're about to begin. Good day and welcome to the First Ship Lease Trust First Quarter 2011 Results Conference Call. Today's call is being recorded. At this time for opening remarks, I'd like to turn the conference over to your moderator today, Cheng Fung Leng, Vice President of Investor Relations. Please go ahead.
Thank you and welcome everyone to First Ship Lease Trust First Quarter 2011 Results Conference Call. I am joined today by Philip Clausius, our President and CEO, and Chong Chi Tam, our Chief Financial Officer. We announced our results last evening, and the materials are accessible from the SGXNet website or from our website at fsltrust.com for anyone who still needs access to that information. Following the comments from both Philip and Chi Tam, we will take questions. As we begin, let me remind everyone that today's discussion contains forward-looking statements based on the environment as we currently see it, and as such, does include risks and uncertainties. With that, let me now hand it over to Philip. Philip, please.
Yeah, thank you, Fung Leng. Good morning, everybody. As Fung Leng just said, we announced our results last evening, and I trust you have the results presentation in front of you. As per usual operating procedure, I will take you through the highlights, and then our CFO, Chi Tam, will take you through some of the more detailed financials. As you can see, compared to Q1 last year, the revenue is pretty similar. However, obviously, the revenue character has changed significantly as a result of the two product tankers which were redelivered to us last year. And again, in comparison to first quarter last year, where we had 23 ships on long-term bareboat charter, today we have 21 ships on long-term bareboat charter and two ships trading in the spot market. And it is those two ships in the spot market that have caused us to record a loss in this most recent quarter here. And I'll go into some of the reasons. Nevertheless, we continue to make significant payouts to our shareholders, and yet again we are offering 0.95 US cents per unit to unit holders this quarter, which is the level of dividend we have been paying for the last three quarters, if memory serves me right, including, it's the fourth quarter. If you like to turn over to slide five, what underpins our business is the long-term bareboat lease structure of the 21 ships which remain on that contract type. Those contracts generate $20.8 million in the quarter, or 87% of total revenue, and that is the cash flow that continues to underpin the stability of the trust and ultimately the ability to pay dividends to you. As of the end of March, we have a remaining contracted revenue base of about $575 million with an average remaining lease term of 6.9 years. So still a lot of visibility in our revenue book. Now, the performance of FSL Hamburg and FSL Singapore, which, as you know, trade in the product tanker market, was very disappointing. Unfortunately, the market, especially in January and February of the quarter, was not as strong as we had all collectively hoped. Since then, the market has picked up, and the ships are currently more profitable. There are a few technical aspects also, or accounting aspects, I should say, why this quarter was particularly weak, and our CFO can explain those to you, but it has to do with timing differences between recognition of freight revenue and expense. But suffice it to say, this was not a good quarter for these two ships. Having said all of that, the market, interestingly, is strengthening for these ships, both in rate terms as well as in value terms. And we are now actively pursuing longer-term solutions. I can't make any predictions as to when we will enter into something more stable and long-term, but it looks like what is available in the market is becoming better. We have always said we don't want to be in the spot market forever. So we are activating, further activating our desire, if you will, in concluding something longer term and more stable, which again will give unit holders a more visibility. In terms of the rest of the portfolio, continues to perform without any surprises. The credits seem to all have been stabilizing, coming out of what I would call the roughest patch of the shipping industry. Clearly, the problems are not all over in shipping. We are having a particularly rough patch right now in the dry bulk sector of the industry. But generally speaking, the credit quality of the industry is improving. And, you know, we are pleased to note that the seven customers we have on a long-term bareboat charter basis all continue to perform according to contract, and we have no indication that this is going to change. As we are looking into the future, a few things are worth pointing out. We did obtain unit holders' approval in the recent EGM to broaden our mandate, and we will be able going forward to also conclude leasing transactions on the basis of time charters or shorter term charters. We think that will give us significantly more growth options as we move forward. And we intend to make use of this mandate as we go along. However, notwithstanding this broadened mandate, I want to reassure you that our leasing strategy will always have a long, or what we call a long bias, because we fully understand that it is the long-term contracts that ultimately protect the stability of the distributions to unit holders, and we will not compromise that. Again, the inquiries for sale and leaseback transactions have significantly increased since the beginning of the year, and there are interesting opportunities out there. And you should expect to hear from us in that regard rather sooner than later. On slide 8, this is just a slide that we have shown also at our recent AGM and EGM. This is just a graphical representation of the long-term asset value trends of three prototype ships, if you will, three mid-sized vessels with an age of 5 years old, and it shows you the nominal values of these ships all the way back to 1980 for every single year. And then the red line, which is going through this chart, is the what we call the value trend line. And as you can see, when we went public and just before the crisis, values and the corresponding freight rates were significantly above the long-term trend line, and we are now in a period where for all sectors, values of ships and the corresponding trend lines, because values are nothing but, you know, the discounted value of future expected cash flows, are significantly below the long-term trend line, and that really is the reason why we also ask for the broadening of the mandate, because we think this is an environment where it might make sense to also mix some shorter-term charters into our overall portfolio, therewith securing some upside potential for unit holders as the market recovers. With that said, I will hand it over to Chetan, who will walk you through the details of the financials.
Thank you, Philip. For the quarter ended 31st March 2011, FSL Trust earned a revenue of about close to 24 million. This is more or less similar to the same period last year. In terms of the breakdown of the revenue, lease revenue from our 21 vessels on long-term bareboat charters continue to give the trust the stable cash flow that it earns. So about 21 million of it comes from the 21 vessels, and the balance of about 3 million comes from the operation of the two product tankers, which are trading in the spot market. The financial performance of these two product tankers give rise to the volatility in our earnings because of the volatile nature of the spot market. The revenue, the way we recognize our revenue on these two product tankers is on a discharge-to-discharge basis, meaning that we will only recognize the revenue on a fixture upon the discharge of its cargo, and that gives rise to the way revenue and give rise to the mismatch in terms of revenue against its expenditure, whereby our expenditure, the voyage and operating expenditure of these two vessels, are recognized on an accrual basis. So for this quarter, out of this $4.14 million that we recognize as expenditure, about $800,000 or more are expenditure that we accrue which have no corresponding revenue. For FSL Hamburg and FSL Singapore, there we have actually had a long voyage which starts in the middle of March, but as of end of March, it has not completed its voyage, so that particular leg of the revenue has not been recognized. And that gives rise basically to the net loss that we recognize in this quarter. The rest of the expenditure are fairly predictable, and I will not go into the details. Part of the increase in the voyage and operating expenses of these two product tankers is also due to the increase in the bunker cost that is required for the operation of the two vessels. Going on to slide 11, we look at the cash position of the trust. It still remains sound. We, at the end of March, the cash position is about $53 million, which also includes about $28 or $29 million that we raised previously from a private placement, which has not been deployed. In terms of other balance sheet items, our debt to equity is still reasonable at 1.3 times or 57% to 43% in terms of debt to equity. An update on the credit facility. As you can see from slide 12, we have two tranches, B and C, that will mature in the second quarter of 2012. We have mentioned before, we have already commenced discussion with our lenders to refinance the debt that's going to be maturing next year. So the discussion is still ongoing, and we will make the appropriate announcement at the time when we conclude the discussion with our lenders. So with that, I hand it back to Fang Ling, and we will take questions.
Okay, operator.